This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
To declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Declare your independence to me, Ernest Hancock on the Free Talk Live Network. We're having a conversation with Sterling Luhan, which is a professional in the Bitcoin, blockchain, crypto space that I've known for years. And he is up to speed on any and everything that's going on. And my advocacy in this conversation is, why are we interfacing with the fiat currencies to begin with? That's where they get you. You know, how you exchange this crypto for this dollar, and we got a plan for you, and all that's ours now. So we wanted to have this conversation. We're continuing this with Sterling Luhan, and it's going to be revealing. So pay attention. I think you'll learn something.
States, crypto states, where individuals come together with whatever rule sets they want to follow. It could be anything. It could even be anarcho-capitalist, voluntarist, quote-unquote rule sets, right? Just don't harm anybody. Everything we do is based on consent, voluntary interaction, those kind of things. Can be that. Or it could be maybe we have a network state where we have to follow these particular rules. Maybe you're the type who wants to live within the context of certain environs or certain rule sets. Fine, you could potentially do that. The point of network states is that you can operate these, you can opt in to these network states and operate within this quote-unquote jurisdiction without physically relocating or moving. And in theory, of course, these network states will probably overlap with nation states, but a lot of new countries and states, quote unquote, have emerged recently, and they all end up getting diplomatically recognized by the other states. So this is, I think, on the forefront of a lot of people's minds, especially after Balaji wrote the book, and this is what these guys at Logos and I'm working on focusing on full time. I have an understanding that it's very unlikely that anarchism, anarcho-capitalism is going to emerge strictly from education alone. If we want something done, we actually have to do it. So the first step in that process is to start building the tools, the requisite applications to allow this thing to emerge naturally. And it's not going to happen overnight that a quote-unquote network state emerges right on the soils of the United States, that those people would be crushed immediately. So this is why side projects like special economic zones, building smart cities, places like Zomia, based on the book The Art of Not Being Governed, all of these places, also seasteads, exist as an alternative grounds to begin building network states. And these are projects that are already all underway. In Africa, there's a project called Afropolitan where guys are trying to build a network state where they can live under their own rules in Africa rather than some cartelized regime. So this I think it's an absolutely beautiful idea, because one of the things that it does is it prevents political divisiveness from emerging. If everyone can disagree and kind of live within the context of the same territory and overlapping jurisdictions, then we've solved one of the major problems of
no, we got to go invade the next valley because they're not doing it right. I mean, you know, whatever. You know, but this is, I see this coming in the form of, for lack of a better term, private membership associations. You know, these are the conditions by which we choose to operate our business or associations or, our blog space, our website, our services that we have, the food that we share, the whatever the heck it is. By doing this, this is a mechanism that you can kind of govern that or have the rules enforced or certainly have a agreed upon currency that's private that you can use in exchange. Because this is, I just want to be on record, man. I've been screaming this for a while. This is going to be a food thing, okay? It's going to be, I'd be hungry, bow, bow, bow. Where do I get my next meal? How do I pay for my food? I wish to keep breathing in and out. You know, the oxygen, they haven't sucked out of me yet. You know, they're working on it. But I'm, you know, now I have the ability to feed myself. And you know, the Lord might even give me some rain, you know. So this is a useful tool for that. How you govern yourself and how whatever agreements or thing is going to be centered around commerce. And blah, 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 exchange of this for that every single time. Forever and always, you have to get fed. So I'm looking for the mechanism by which I could do that and interface on a site or anything like Agorist Market or, you know, whatever. But I need to have the currency to do it. The mechanism by which you can interface with it, it'd be pretty easy. And I'm not even sure what that would, how that would manifest itself, what it would look like. Don't really care. You know, I just want to make sure that we have a mechanism by which we can communicate prices, communicate value, communicate, you know, this for that, and then, you know, some kind of reputation score. Oh, that's another thing. I don't know if you've ever done this. You go on Freedom's Phoenix, and you always see down here, you know, the red square, Belair's Captain Mark, okay? It goes to PiratesWithoutBorders.com. On PiratesWithoutBorders.com, there is a, you know, the letters of Captain Mark and Reprisal. So you get the letters of Mark. You go here, read the letters of Mark, or you can get the book. Now, you got the first, second, third letter, blah, 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 a bunch of letters. Letters of Reprisal. Letters of Mark and Reprisal. The fourth letter, Scuttlebutt. Now, this was read. We had the audio version of Reprisal's letters done by Sonia, Benny Wells' wife. You know, she's a voice actress, you know, and they met in Hollywood and so on. Did a fantastic job. So I thought it was too complex to be able to do it. She did it great. Emphasized every first take, man. Boom. It was awesome. This is beautiful. The longest letter that we have. It's only like 955 words. But it's about a reputation score, your social reputation score, your eBay ranking, your Yelp ranking, or whatever, that is done by us. We are the ones that set this. We are the ones that determine we want you in or not. I am of the opinion that there is going to have to be some kind of a reputation score. There is going to be, you know, who are the bad actors? Because anytime a lot of these things are set up, or festivals, or groups, or PMAs, or whatever, they'll go, oh yeah, it worked great until this one guy or gal. That was great until there's always going to be that one person. There's always that infiltrator. There's always that sociopath. There's always that, the hell, trolls. I mean, they gravitate to this kind of stuff just to entertain themselves screwing it up. If you can't get rid of them or identify them over time, you're destined to have to suffer these people all the time. You know, I see, oh, this guy's part of that next. I don't want that guy there. Where's your criteria getting rid of those kind of people? So this is kind of what I see as being incorporated, this concept. We gave an example, but it doesn't have to be that. Beautiful, that's not the point. But the point is that you have this kind of criteria by which you get voted off the island on basic, real simple, are you freaking kidding me stuff. That, along with the currency, boom, you got a nation. You got a society. And I remember that there was an effort, a web page, to where they were doing this very thing. You would submit all your criteria. They had a bunch of different variables, and you created your own state. I don't know if you remember that, you know. I can't remember what it's called, Nation something.
Yeah, it was there was also Susan Tarkovsky-Tempelhoff had a project called Bit Nation, where the idea that someone could be involved in Bit Nation, they could get a passport, right, that would be diplomatically recognized by all nations. And it, the thing with Bit Nation is that it would be strictly based in the cloud, and people would be members or citizens of BitNation, and then they would have to respond to those rules. So that was an early idea around this notion of a network state. I'll also mention that this is something similar that Liberland is doing, except that they actually have physical territory. I know you know Vit,
yeah,
the work that he's done as a president, but that's the idea there is to build smart cities and have a libertarian, quote-unquote, type of governance code, and people can come and actually live there. The only weakness it has, of course, is being a physical jurisdiction, but you're absolutely right. We've already had these kind of systems that are reputationally built, right? They proliferated. They're called darknet markets, dark markets. The same idea that you're talking about has existed within them, right, with the Silk Road that Dread Pirate Roberts, a.k.a. Ross, built initially, had the whole reputation system built in. People would do trades and exchanges on crypto for whatever item that they wanted. It was typically cannabis, but
three life terms for every web page.
Items, yeah.
Three life terms.
Yeah, by the way, that's absolutely bullshit.
Well, no, this is you just made my point. This existed. It was called Silk Road. That reputation thing, you had the currency thing, you do whatever the heck you want, guys. And man, you know it was, man, it hit too close to the mark because of what they did. They're like, definitely you're not allowed to do this. Definitely. Well, what would you do different?
Example out of them.
What would you do different to be, because it still exists. I mean, there's freaking clones everywhere. I mean, it was just, they just wanted to send a message. Well, what do you think, our technology to be able to recreate or make that better? Is that possible?
Yeah, this is really hard. I mean, I think it's possible. It's always possible to improve the privacy features and the anonymity features and those kind of things. But one of the biggest problems that ended up getting Ross had nothing to do with his anonymity practices in terms of the crypto usage. What happened was, and just a curious IRS investigator dug into his trail online by looking into the known email addresses that Dread Pirate Roberts was giving on the Silk Road. Anyway, he ended up finding Ross's actual email address by digging in on the Clear Web, and he found his email address, and he was able to figure out who he was through that. So it actually had nothing to do with the privacy features endemic to cryptocurrency or even the Tor networks that the Silk Road was based on. It was just human error, and this is one of the reasons why I always preach the importance of OPSEC. The sad thing is about using the internet, if we use the internet at all, we have to assume that we're being private to some degree, because in cybersecurity, there's no such thing as perfect privacy or perfect anonymity. We're always leaving a digital footprint of breadcrumbs that somebody could potentially follow. So that's one of the biggest challenges or hurdles to getting better privacy and better anonymity online and having these platforms that actually work. But this is the good news. I really don't think in the end it matters if indeed we reach that critical mass where everybody's using cryptocurrency as a currency and there's all these other use cases and utilities. And the opportunity you mentioned is, I think BRICS is actually a good thing that's happening, because what it demonstrates or what it shows is that the U.S. dollar is beginning to falter in a serious way, right? The government's trillions of dollars in debt. The currency's been effectively hyperinflated. The only reason it hasn't imploded, something Peter Schiff talks about a lot, there are all these dollars floating around overseas, and they haven't all came back to the U.S. at once to basically exasperate that crunch or that fall or that collapse. So I think that the fact that we're seeing these changes is an opportunity indicator that we cannot only push forward cryptocurrency as that cash use case, but it also is transpiring around the same time that we're starting to look seriously at these network states and building alternative governance models. I think what has to happen is, and it will happen, is that we're going to demonstrate the effectiveness of alternative governance models, especially ones based on liberty, freedom, voluntarism, consent, etc., and that people are going to naturally get excited about that. As most people live in this zombified and stupefied state where they don't think that anything else is possible, and that omnipotent government is the thing that has to exist and they have to be ruled over and controlled. They haven't really been given an example of alternative ways of living, even though you and I, as the scholars of history that we are, know about civilizations like Gaelic Ireland. Those guys lived in a relatively libertarian society for some 2,000 plus years based on Brehon law, which was just a form of polycentrism where everything was handled by private judges. There was really no such thing as a crime against the state in Gaelic Ireland. So what we have to do is just mimic or revive those types of organizational polycentric structures and apply it to our blockchain tech. We have the technology now where we can build these rules or codify these laws within the blockchain via smart contracts and live it out. And we're getting the land right now to test that. The hope is that we eventually bring it over into nation state territory and then become diplomatically recognized. I think that's the actual path that we have to take to gaining more freedom. And you're right, the opportunity is right in front of us. The dollar's on the verge of collapse. I don't really think as many people are interested in CBDs as previously suspected. There was actually a study, I think, done on China's CBDC in 2021 or 22. It hasn't had great adoption. The people haven't really seen it as more valid than their other currencies. But I guess the China example is kind of irrelevant because the Communist Party basically keeps tabs on everybody through every kind of transaction they're using, whether it's with the RMB or the CBDC that they've created to mimic the...
Okay, here's a deal I want to make with you. I've been looking here. I had to find my phone, and whatever, because I got to log in to GoDaddy. But I have BitcoinCustomerServices.com, okay? Now, it forwards to Westside Bitcoins that is not valid anymore. Doug Hodges had, over a dozen, 20 Bitcoin ATMs in the Phoenix area. So what we did is I just said, yeah, I got it, I win. I'll just forward it to you. So I just checked it. BitcoinCustomerService.com goes to some, it forwards to some financial planning of we want your money kind of something. All right, you screwed up, well, we'll do it for you, But the BitcoinCustomerServices.com I have goes to Westside Bitcoins, which is, no longer a valid site. So I'm going, okay, what shall I do with this? I keep this because I know this is going to be a thing. It's going to be customer service. CBDC, customerservices.com. Have somebody go get it. They probably already got it already anyway. But, this, I'm looking for somewhere, something that I can put banner ads on Phoenix. I can promote just like I do Agris.market. I need to have the people's money. The people being able, because if I go get Bitcoin Cash, on what? Well, I guess I can promote Edge Wallet. I can promote Bitcoin Cash. But what do I buy? That's one of the things that Airbits did early on, is they had a crypto map where you could, all right, here's how you load up your crypto, buy crypto, use crypto, and the places directly around you where you can use them. You go get gasoline at this place, you get pizza over here, you get the thrift store or whatever. They, that's what their directory was. Well, that became, it was good to get it started, but then it became like a thing, so never mind. But the, something like that. You got to where you talk to the guys, hopefully I can inspire you. There's an entire group of us out here in the Liberty community that had, you had your chance. You did all, you tried to interface, you tried to comply, you tried to do the New York Financial Services of permit of I'm allowed because you said here on this piece of paper crap. Okay? I mean, we've gone through this. Stop wasting our energy, my time, my enthusiasm. Yep. Stop pissing on the solution that's right there in front of us. Stop. So when Sterling comes, we're talking about, all right, doing not America, going to go to Mexico. You got to know the right guy, and know the right guys, okay? And there is no right guys to know. It's the banks, So then you have, do we or do we not? I am of the opinion the technology is there. That's why three life sentences to Ross Ulbricht for creating the Silk Road had a market, and a reputation score, and it had current cryptocurrency that was used. Private people are getting freaking acid, you know, LSD, you know, mushrooms, buying ecstasy, fake IDs, guns, whatever the hell they were doing. I don't even know. Okay, the point was, is it worked, which is what freaked them out. Once it got to the point that, you know, Chucky Schumer said, ooh, we got to get some. You know, think they'd go after Trump? Oh, man, they went after Ross Ulbricht, all right? Why? Because of this. It was this. It was a demonstration of this, because this is what his thing was anarchist marketplaces that people could just bypass the man. And they go, oh, you're not allowed to bypass us because... you're not allowed. You know, we don't get a cut. They saw the future. So now it's a decade later, and now what? We haven't come up with something as good or better of what he already did? Seriously. So that's what I want to help with. Who are the people to help? If it's not Sterling, he sure as hell knows who they are, you know? So, let's get on. How far away are we? Are they, well, we'll skate around it a little bit over here, and we got this, you know, new compliance of a guy of compliance of some different agency of government of compliance, and I don't care. I don't. You mentioned that, I don't even want to play anymore. So, who or what are the people, if not you, who, what group, who, are we going to be starting to look towards that we can support as a market?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mentioned logos already. Is definitely a good one. It's not. The problem is it's not strictly a market. Like I said, it's a governance mechanism. But I think about this though on strictly currency, strictly market grounds, and one of the things that I've always been a fan of that has quasi-worked. You mentioned the Purse.io situation. I've always been a fan of the gift card apps, right?
This hour, Declare Your Independence on the Free Talk Live Network is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is a cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Let's talk about your positive experiences using Dash. Dash has transaction fees that are less than 1 cent. Dash transactions are instant, irreversible, and are protected from 51% attacks by its chain locks technology. Dash is the world's first decentralized autonomous organization. BitRefill allows for discounted purchases at national retailers. We want to thank Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. Dash.org is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use. Dash. Start by learning more at dash.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. The road leading out of Burning Man in Nevada is reportedly still muddy, but starting to dry. Thousands of people have been stuck at the event located in the desert after torrential downpours caused muddy conditions there. Organizers noted the mud made the main road into and out of the event site impassable. The mass exodus from the event site has begun as a slow but steady process this week. The wildfires that ravaged Maui, now fully contained after almost a month. The blaze devastated the historic town of Lahaina and killed at least 115 people. It's estimated to have burned 2,170 acres of land. As of Friday, over 380 people remained unaccounted for. Local authorities are saying they will release a new list of names each Friday to update the loved ones of those who remain missing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network. We're continuing our conversation with Sterling Lujan, an expert in blockchain, cryptocurrencies, a lot of experience in trying to work with the man, you know, and realizing not. So we're continuing this conversation. It's interesting.
And one of the things that I've always been a fan of that has quasi-worked, you mentioned the purse.io situation. I've always been a fan of the gift card apps, right? So
yeah.
Being able to load up gift cards with cryptocurrency. So even back in 2015, 2016, I was using Gift a whole bunch, G-Y-F-T, and you can turn your cryptocurrency directly into a gift card. They have tons of gift cards, so that way you can be immediately interacting with the market. So I think looking into Gift's not a bad thing. Also, in terms of cash...
Wait. Before you get off the Gift thing, I want people to understand how this works. People get gift cards and they go, it's a $50 Amazon, what I'd rather have, you know, $40 than $50 worth of it. Same thing with kind of the purse deal. So people go in, they sell it at a discount. The people that get them, you know, they sell them for $45, so they make $5, and you get $50, paid $50 for $50, or $49.95 for $50, whatever it is, market determines. So when they do this, the gift cards come into existence. Somebody paid money, paid taxes on, and whatever, not their problem. So you have this gift card that then you pay cryptocurrency for, and you go to Lowe's and go buy your whatever. And that way, instead of spending dollars, you're anonymously using crypto to get an anonymous gift card that anonymously, certainly not tagged to you, you know, it might be whoever bought it, you know, the little Johnny's birthday present turned into a cordless drill. But, you know, you are able to interface without going through fiat, right?
Correct.
And how much surveillance or tracking is on that?
So this is one of the actually really good things about these gifts. So on Gift itself, right, they probably, I haven't really looked into their privacy policies and those kind of things, but if you're logged on to their app, You do have to give some basic information. It's not like a KYC program, though. Email, maybe some other, like your first name, last name. Trying to remember, they may require more now. It's been a little while since I used their application, but it still does exist. I have used it recently. And the gift cards themselves aren't under the purview of KYC rules and regulations. You're typically not going to have to KYC to purchase a gift card. So this is one of the good things about gift cards. They tend to run under the radar. They actually have been used in a number of different money laundering cases, especially between the U.S. and Mexico. Now, I'm not advocating you go out there and use gift cards to money laundering. They're not actually the best use case for that, because you can only, you know, they have limits, a lot of them, in terms of how much money you can put on them. But it's definitely a good way to, one of the best ways we have to conduct transactions on the economy with your crypto directly. So yeah, I think it's a great tool to use if you just want to engage in the economy, be able to transact. And
it's an exchange. It's just like Amazon credit workers that would rather have crypto, have a market for that, give a discount for that. Then there are people that have crypto that would rather have the Amazon gift card. There's all, it's called an exchange. There's a market. You know, but to get into this market, to do into the gift, you know, now I got to be a, you know, there's a list, you know.
So I'll put the link in the chat, too, for the cards.
All right, well, just give it to me so I can bring it over here. See, what is it? All right, let me see.
GYFT.com, yeah. So, yeah, the other thing that I was going to mention, and you might look more deeply into this, I haven't explored their most recent innovations because I'm focused on so many other things, but you're of course, familiar with the Dash cryptocurrency, Ernie.
Yeah.
Those guys have also been doing the gift card thing. They have a standalone application that they built where you can actually turn your crypto into gift cards via the Dash app and then use that same technology to go in there and purchase goods. And I think you get a bit more of a percentage of a discount if you use Dash to directly purchase your goods and services rather than you would on
well,
gift.
I do a Dash commercial on, we're on, I do Free Talk Live, Ann Freeman and them, the Crypto Six, got arrested for having Bitcoin ATMs and doing what are they just, cause same thing. You know, you're out there creating an actual, you know, and the state of New Hampshire don't give a crap, it's legal, they don't care. But the FBI and the federal, they go, oh, we care. Okay, you're not allowed. So they go after him, and now he's trying to, because he may be going to jail here pretty soon. So he wanted to kind of give away his time that he had on Genesis, and what happened is, ask me, I just do one day a week. I mean, you know, bam. So I do Mondays. There's like 50 whatever affiliates that I'm on, you know, doing this. And part of the deal on there is, was I willing to do a Dash commercial? Well, okay. You know, spending, yeah, I'll do a 60-second for, you know, whatever. So we have Dash. So I get paid in Dash. So that's how I get Dash, is, you know, endorsement from them for that. So Dash, we are familiar with Danny Sessions. You know, he was a big Dash guy because you do proposals to get paid in Dash to go do marketing things, which his was, you know, natural disaster relief, earthquakes in Mexico, hurricanes in Texas, you know, and we around his RV and supply, did a lot of great stuff that was philanthropic for a lot of us that supported that project. So this has been, Dash is one of those that's been, it's Dash, digital cash. It's to be able to be used as, for what we're talking about. It's made to be as quick, fast, you know, confirmation time, scales, blah, 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 secure, Dash. So there's always these projects that come to the fore to be as an opportunity of what can be. One of them is going to take off. And some of them have. But then, here comes the man with the letter. Here comes the FBI. And the fact that you even have an address, or you file a whatever on a list, or a database of I don't give a crap, okay, this is where the problem starts. So you also have to get, just like we're doing with, you know, IPFS and like Library and different apps and, you know, Odyssey and Cordal and Bastion and all these, all the ones that we're interfacing with and we're developing and getting the features that we want, over time, we're almost head-to-head with a big giant need and the ability to do it. We're keeping up. And sooner or later, this is going to go away, and we're going to be left with this, or you're going to have the all-seeing eye of the man of digital currency or whatever. Here we have the infrastructure for this, but we're looking for those that can develop the easy access to using a crypto that interfaces with buyers and sellers. That's why we got agorist.market. That's why Corbett and I push blackmarketfridays.com. That's why we have, you know, Bastion is embedding, working with us to embed IPFS and the streaming with them. Cordal is the total entire internet bypasses DNS. DNS is the naming system that your freedomsphoenix.com is a number, you know, 198.162 point, whatever the hell, which is an actual address of a server sitting on, you know, a shelf somewhere. Well, when you go noted with IPFS, that doesn't exist. There's no, so this mindset, everybody keeps talking, oh, decentralized, bullshit, okay? I know enough to know, and I don't even know, and I know, that that's bullshit. You know, you're setting the system a layer on top of their system, and they'll just pull the rug out. They'll just turn off the DNS. And you think it's bad now? Wait till war and 24. The 24 election cycle and the next war of whatever, the next war, you know, they're going to be centering like you wouldn't believe. And it's going to be, we have no idea, and we have to be able to do the Klingon thing and just dissociate. Just turn our back and, you know, I know you not. Anyone that's working on that, and why I wanted to talk to Serlin, is that you or someone you know is in that space with that mindset doing that, whether you're willing to publicly say it or not. And I want to be able to help, to do, to use, to be, because here we freaking go. We are one day closer to the zombie apocalypse of I be a needing the app of freedom. There's an app for that, okay? You feel me? That's what I'm looking for. I want to talk about the next great thing you got with some minister of who gives a shit, you know? I want to have solutions.
Yeah, I think one of the really tough things about this, though, Ernie, I agree with you 100%. This is what we need and how we're going to move forward. One of the biggest concerns that I have, and it rears its ugly head again, it's what I mentioned in regards to Ross Ulbricht. Even when we have these types of systems, and you referenced it too, they get big enough, the man kind of comes to squash them, right? We know that also there's mistakes that users can make when they're leveraging these systems or tools that compromise their privacy procedures and protocols. And that ultimately gets them doxxed in real life, and that could wind them up in you know, prison, depending on what they're
learned.
So, it's not always a matter of just having the perfect technology or the perfect bill. It's also a matter of having good OPSEC, which is not based on tech per se, as it is on education. So I just want to make sure that's really well known, and that most people should just automatically consider if they're using the internet, they're likely going to be found out. Let's just use this case example. Those two, the rapper girl who got arrested recently with the other guy, I forget his name, starts with an L. It was the Bitfinex hack folks who had helped launder millions of dollars from the early Bitfinex hack. Anyway, it was years later when those guys got caught. He even wrote a program to move the Ethereum they took from Bitfinex around thousands of times, tons of times. And ultimately, of course, blockchain analytics tools were able to read out all of those trails for those transactions, even though he used an automated program. So it doesn't matter what you do, as long as you're using these systems and you're online, you are potentially catchable. And now this is why I've been bringing up the solution as one of the most important solutions we can think about is starting to build our own versions of a quote-unquote state via a crypto state, network state, etc., because only then can we create our own rules where we don't even have to worry about the OPSEC part because we're functioning within the context of our own system. And I think the opportunities you mentioned are not only ripe for exposing more people to cryptocurrency in terms of open trading on a free market, but we also have a situation now where people will be able to opt into their own governance mechanisms and solutions with their own rules, or as Balaji calls it, with a one commandment, which is just this one rule that this particular group might live by, so people could do whatever kinds of trades they want right there on the ClearNet in the context of these systems and not have to worry about anything. But we do have to do those kind of things, unfortunately, on alternative grounds, and not everyone's going to be able to move right away. So I think the best solution is to, A, prop those things up. One, prop those things up. Two, start using any of these different cash solutions, and also trying to, we haven't even talked about this yet, but just being able to transact with cryptocurrency at the point of sale is also highly beneficial. And there's lots of stores, lots of retail markets, lots of institutions that now take cryptocurrency at the point of sale. Roger and his crew at Bitcoin.com have published recently that there's tons of places that are now taking Bitcoin Cash, and there's lists out there. I need to find one for you to add, but there's lists out there of companies, institutions, retail establishments that take cryptocurrency. Just fucking use cryptocurrency at the point of sale, and that right there is automatically another level of protection, right? There's no KYC typically when you go to buy something, and you're going to be fine. That right there is what moves us, moves the dial toward having cryptocurrency as a unit of account. This is one of the things that's missing in the cash-based piece of this, right? Bitcoin is mostly good money, notwithstanding the scaling effects, but the other issue is, in order for a good currency to function, a la the Austrian economic school of thought, it has to be a good unit of account, right? Which means that it can be, the currency prices are displayed in those units. So I know with crypto you have Satoshis, but any given number, any way you want to describe it, a currency could be listed as a unit of account. And that way we decouple ourselves from always having to look at the dollar or measure things in dollar. And that's also part of the problem you mentioned, where everyone is just focused on being attached to the dollar, working within the context of the system, and just being enmeshed in it. But now we have the capacity to escape that as more people begin to get into cryptocurrency, and we can start thinking of how this unit account piece is going to work. But it does require that we use cash at the point of sale, and we also continue to develop these networks like the Agora market that you mentioned, Ernie. So I'm 100% in support of this. I think the ultimate goal here, get out of the context of the system, because they can find you if they want to. It's going to be to create our own type of quote-unquote state or own polyarchic society or panarchic society to live within, where we don't even have to worry about that shit. So I think that's got to be high on the agenda list, because we see that these guys are relentless to crush crypto, and they're going to do anything in their power. And it really doesn't matter how much anonymity or privacy you have, because it's impossible to have full or complete or total anonymity and privacy. You can only be careful and have as much OPSEC as you have the wherewithal to operate with.
Well, I'd like to talk about it. I'd like to help. I'd like to be part of the solution. I mean, it's not like we're not willing. I just, you know, went to my domain provider, GoDaddy, and forwarded it to BitcoinCustomerServices.com to Freedom's Phoenix. But it can go anywhere. You know, let me see what's up, you know, and we'll put it over there, or we'll get some other thing. Because as in street activist, made you look. That's the whole point. That's what the signs are for, all the freeway overpasses. And, oh, my God, as an activist in the 90s, if we had QR codes, man, I would have been all over that, okay? So now QR codes, we've done this before recently. We put them on every gas pump, every bus station, every port-a-john, every bathroom in a high-rise, in the stalls, every anywhere someone's standing there for a few minutes with their smartphone watching their tank get filled up or waiting for a bus or a train or subway or whatever. QR code blip, silly status, taxes are for slaves. I mean, you know, whatever, you put this in and it goes to what? Whatever the hell we want. But it has to be something that's worth doing. Now, of course, we did it with the Ron Paul Evolution. That was a very popular thing there. Some libertarian stuff or, you know, tax slave, you know, quit being a tax slave. But, you know, we can put that up as a solution to all of the supply chain, you're not allowed, you can't get it. Oh, yeah, you can, over here. We just need to have to bypass that because it's intentional. They intentionally shut down supply chain. They intentionally close factories. They intentionally burn forests and cities and towns and food processing plants and whatever the hell. We just got to be able to bypass it with information. We are in the information age, not the information permission slip, you know. And if we can do that, we understand, get ahead of this, then we'll be fine. It's like, you know, it's I tell you what it's like. This is what it's like, Sterling. I look at all this oppression and government and regulation trying to catch up with you, and you're in your, you know, nice little sporty whatever, driving down, you know, the desert highway, and, you know, the sun is starting to set, you know, behind you, and you're just kind of looking in the rearview mirror, and you see, you know, the woo-ah cars, woo-ah, 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 you know, here they're coming, they're going to get you. You know, all you have to do is be a little bit faster than them, and all of a sudden, all this government regulation stuff starts slipping over the horizon with the sunset, and you forget they were even there. They have no interface with you. They haven't caught up to you. They don't even know where you are. You know, so you get off the road, go for a wheeling, or you go to space, you get your flying freaking pirate ship, and you go to space. You bite me. This is where we're not. We're stuck in this compliance mud pool that we're trying to work with. Stop! We don't have to. We're so much better off and more resilient to whatever circumstances are coming if we just do it ourselves. So that's where I want to invest time, money, effort, sites, you know, activism towards that.
100%, brother.
So I'm going, Sterling, I know you know what I'm talking about. I know you have experienced this firsthand. I know you know the people that have done it, but they've lost their funding or money or whatever because the people that were funding it wanted to get rich and comply with the system, and they either got theirs because that was their job, is divert you from working on other stuff, or it didn't pan out the way they wanted, and I'm not going to get a big paycheck from the selling the PayPal kind of crap, you know, so they're gone. When the talent, the people that didn't need that much or even wanted that much, are just sitting in the background, playing on, doing whatever, and freeing the planet, and all they needed was a little bit of encouragement, a little bit of notoriety, a radio show, you know, or somebody that can create an example, a use case, and all of a sudden, boom, it detonates, explodes, and you can't stop it. Like cryptocurrencies when it first started. Because when Bitcoin first came on the scene, who was it that embraced it more than anywhere else? I remember Patrick Byrne coming on the show, Overstock guy. He goes, we get all our Overstock cryptos coming from New Hampshire. You know? He goes, well, I don't know what the hell they're doing in New Hampshire, but New Hampshire be using crypto buying our stuff. So this is, all it takes is one entrepreneur, one, you know, retail outlet, one, you know, guy, oh my God, MAGA gets involved and Mike Lindell sells pillows for Bitcoin Cash, and, you know, freaking just out of principle, it'll freaking blow up. So this, but you got to be able to do it privately. You got to be doing it on the side. You got to demonstrate it. So before we finish this show, I want to get some kind of commitment from you that you'll forward somebody to me, some of you are thinking about, some little action, kind of, they just need a little encouragement, you need to talk to Ernie of whatever, because damn it, this is a necessity. It is a minimum job requirement that we have reputation scored individuals, whether they're anonymous or not. They're a troll, they're a, you know, an agent provocateur, they're something of the man, they got a reputation, scuttlebutt thing, which is, you know, a lot of these other platforms do that very thing. You have, and you have a means to privately, unsurveilled transaction of, I give you this, I get that. And the only thing I got to worry about is what shipper scans it to tell the man of, you know, I got tractor parts. I mean, you know, whatever. So can I get that question, that request? Is it clear in your mind of what I'm looking for?
Yeah, absolutely is. I have some people that come to mind. I don't want to name them publicly in case they don't want to be named, but I'll put you together a short list. So, yeah, I think One of them that comes to mind is someone I've worked with recently. A lot of it has to do with people who've gotten either sidetracked or derailed by government itself, and I actually had to deal directly with various institutions and agencies. So it was more of that problem rather than the guys who are maybe trying to do the right thing, but then the hedge fund manager or whoever their investor was sent them another direction. I don't know many cases.
Happens all the time. I want to make this clear to the audience. This is what I see. Somebody's being successful and they're on the right track. Oh man, they're going to get some, and they got to show some talent. Guy with the money shows up. You know, man, Peace, man, I'm with you, brother. We're going to do, but I need a little bit of interfaith kind of over there, and you're off track. It's never going to work. It wasn't intended to work. Or it was, you know, they got paid by some grant of agency of trying to divert to do the whatever, and then you're done. Because what happened early on, those guys didn't exist, and Ross Ulbricht had the concept in his head of what can be possible, exactly what we're talking about. So I did it.
Yep.
So, boom, they slam on you. So I'm just like, the problem is that they were dealing on DNS. They actually had this on the man's internet. You know, there's ways to transmit, you know, ones and zeros without using that. I mean, yeah, it used to be fax machines. I mean, crap. I mean, you dial up. I mean, what are we talking about? We're sending a text. I mean, this is nothing. You know, you do mesh networks. Satellites are coming. I mean, it is so possible. And the ones that interface, if they are not actively avoiding any interface, then I don't have time for them because I know where that goes. So
right.
It's those guys. Okay.
Yep. No, I hear you, and I want to, you know, kind of conclude my thoughts here with this by agreeing with you as a person who has firsthand tried to interact with the system and try to build a cryptocurrency business in this hostile environment. It is a waste of time to say that
nicely. This is my life. Go ahead with your own life. Leave me alone.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.